WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Excuse me. Wow. I was trying to choke down some more coffee here to help with this dried out voice that I have. Thanks to, listen, if you have a CPAP machine, you use it when you sleep, make sure that you have it tight, because that little bit of air gets in, it messes you all up. But also during the break, I was looking at the page for D's Hot Dogs on Facebook. And again, if you're not following them, you should. But they are the sponsor of Fun Friday here on WBSM. And they like to share our Fun Friday question as well. And they're getting some answers on their page as well. But as I mentioned, it's 40 dogs for 40 years. That's the big celebration that they're doing at D's Hot Dogs, because they've been around now for 40 years. We're going to actually be down there for their 40th birthday party next month. But while they're doing this, they're putting up 40 different combinations. So, for example, yesterday was add some French's fried onions to our classic Coney and cheese dog for an extra crunch on a fan favorite. The other day, on Wednesday, it was melted sliced cheese and jalapenos added on to your dog for a little extra kick. Swap out red pepper relish for regular relish. These are just some of the great ideas. This one, though, is the one that is their new dog that you can actually go down there and get. And they're calling it a big dill, this new hot dog. It's dill pickle, French's fried onions, and your choice of either ranch or barbecue sauce. That sounds really good. If I go down there to try my flavor combination today, my one that I've got in my mind, to see if it works, I think I might also have to get the dill. Although, I don't know. Would I go with the barbecue sauce or the ranch? You know what? Maybe I'll have to get one of each. I think three, though, is my limit. I think three is the most. And even that's a struggle for me these days. Anyway, so we're talking about, not only hot dogs. We can certainly talk about hot dogs, but these Hot Dogs also sponsors our Fun Friday question. And today's, what is your favorite game? That can be a board game, a video game, card game, sport, activity, any of those things. Because it is National Video Games Day, but I wanted to kind of expand the question beyond that. And we are still getting some folks who are sharing their answers. As I mentioned, tennis came up. Pin the Tail on the Donkey came up. Battleship. And another one that came up, hold on, was Christine says hockey. That's her favorite sport, her favorite game. So you can share yours, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails, both in the WBSM app, or you can comment on our Facebook page. Let's go to the phones. Again, 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Actually, I have three things. The number one is ice skating. I've always loved ice skating. Couldn't wait to get out there. Couldn't wait to get ice skates for Christmas. My favorite present. Bowling. Love bowling. Won trophies for bowling. But as far as a different game goes, I love charades.
I've only played it like a couple of times, and I don't know that I was very good at it, but it was definitely fun.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you really have to be innovative. You really have to think about what you're doing, you know, in order to get the point across that you're making, whatever it is you want people to, whatever the phrase is or a person, you know, you just, it's challenging. It's a lot of fun, I think. But I don't know if too many people play it anymore. That was something that was played a long time ago. And as a teenager in the 70s, we played it a lot, actually. And when you get together with a bunch of people, you've been drinking a little bit. Oh, that makes it a scream. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, that's something I really, really enjoyed. I haven't played it in years, but I do like it a lot.
What I liked kind of a take on that. I used to like Pictionary, but I didn't like it. Like, I don't like the board game Pictionary, like, you know, like the game in the box. I liked it when people would do their own home version of Win, Lose, or Draw.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say, it took me years to realize that I was like, win, lose, or draw. No, wait, they have a winner. Like, I don't get it. And then I was like, oh, draw, because they draw on the screen. Okay. It took me forever to get that. I guess I was kind of slow on that one.
Another game I liked a lot, too, that my family, we used to play together. And, of course, my mom and myself were on a team, and we beat my dad and my brother shamelessly, but it was Password. Because I love words. I love the written word and the spoken word. And Password was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that as well growing up. That was a lot of fun. And I'm very competitive, so I like to win. I'm a very, very good loser. I'm not a good winner. I do that dance and everything. I'm really bad. But, yes, I'm very, very competitive. That's why I love bowling so much. Because everything, any sport I ever did, I wanted to be the best I could be, and I usually was.
Well, bowling is very much like golf, where you're probably even more competitive with yourself than you are with those you're playing against, because you always want to do better than you have in the past. So I don't even worry about the team score most of the time. I'm just worried about how I'm doing individually.
Right, exactly, because you can always do better. I mean, anybody can always do better. And the more you do it, the more you practice, the better you are, you know?
So, yeah, I figure if I can just do the best that I can, you know, then hopefully that means the team is also going to win at the same time, so... But we also have a huge handicap, too, so there's that.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's just fun to get out there and play. I mean, as competitive as I am, it's just fun to get together with people and play. You know, it shouldn't be so, for me, it's like really like game on kind of thing. But my whole family's like that. We all love sports, you know, all of us, except for my brother. My brother kind of had three left lead legs. He wasn't really a sports person. He was more like, if I wanted to play something with him, it wouldn't be anything physical. It'd be more like cribbage. We'd sit down and we could play a mean cribbage game, but it's our chess game. But as far as any kind of sports, he just wasn't very good at it. So, but we all love sports. I mean, football, when that season was in, every Sunday right there, watching the football and everything else. I love hockey. You mentioned somebody talked about hockey. I like hockey a lot too. And basketball, you know, a lot of sports in our family.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a great weekend.
Oh, you too now.
Take care. And 508-996-0500. What is your favorite game? That is our Fun Friday question. And, you know, it can be a variety of different games. One thing that I always loved about bowling is I understand it's because I'm not good that any given game I can do much better than I did. So I can go and I can bowl like an 85, but then the next one I could bowl a 185. And I understand that that's because I don't have any consistency because I'm just not a good bowler. But that excitement, that possibility every time a new game starts, a new string begins, I'm like, all right, I can do better this time. And that's what I like about it. And even if I start off really bad the first couple of frames, like, I don't give up on it. Like, I'm still gonna try. Sometimes things get out of hand and then I'll be like, okay, let me go throw this ball with my left hand, because I am ambidextrous, or at least I used to be. So I was like, maybe I can start bowling lefty and see if that's better. Or I don't do the curve. I'm a straight ahead bowler. So maybe I can start, you know, curving the ball. I know how to, I know the process of how to do it. I just don't do it well because I don't practice it enough. So, you know, I'll do things like that. But for the most part, you know, I just look at every time I could get a strike. And it's funny because, you know, last night I was actually throwing a bunch of strikes. And I said, well, don't worry, next week I'll start throwing gutter balls again. So 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I got an app chat message this morning from T-Biz, so I want to read that. T-Biz says, firstly, I do not condone any violence, political or otherwise, in any form on anyone, regardless of political affiliation, color, sex, etc. My issue is you can't say the same thing about the Republicans currently clutching their pearls over the unfortunate and sad murder of Charlie Kirk. We will never come together in any way when the sitting Republican president vows revenge on half of this country. Everything this man does or touches has a divisive tone or touch to it, whether it's where he decides to send forces to battle crime. Many red states and areas have higher crime rates. He literally said he was bringing war to Chicago. This is not calming or helping rhetoric. Commanding flags at half-mast for a right-wing troll, but refusing to do the same at first for John McCain or the Democrat rep killed a few months ago. And on the topic of Charlie Kirk, again, his murder is a horrible tragedy. The people acting and saying he is a saint who is just speaking his feelings and faith and giving his opinion. No, opinion is I prefer Domino's and you prefer Pizza Hut. Taking daily dumps on marginalized communities with barely any power to begin with is not saintly, whether you agree with his statements or not. I, a lefty, am giving him more grace and respect than he would give you or I or our children were to be shot and killed in a similar manner. Then he quotes Charlie Kirk here. I can't stand the word empathy. Actually, I think empathy is a made-up new age term that it does a lot of damage. His words, not mine. Sorry for the long rant, Tim. I know you try and are the only one trying on WBSM. Well, that's yeah, your opinion. To give a fast fact-based look at the world today. And he says, oh, and hashtag bring back spooky South Coast, LOL. Well, thank you, T-Biz, for sharing your thoughts. And I think there's a lot of people who are listening that agree with that. I think there are a lot of people listening who do feel like this is very hypocritical because there hasn't been the same reaction when it was other people who were killed. But I also want to caution you, I mean, at least in terms of this radio station, and so I'm going to talk to it through that lens, so keep that in mind. When it comes to this radio station, Charlie Kirk was part of this radio station. He was on every weeknight with us here. So the people in the audience were listening to him, and they felt like they knew him, and they felt like he was, that voice in the night for them because we ran his show at night. So the same way they make a connection with me or Chris or Barry or Brian or Ken or Paul or any of our local hosts, like or really anybody that's on the station, they probably felt the same kind of connection to Charlie Kirk, listening to him every night. Whether they agreed with him or not, you know, he was still that person that was there because we have a lot of people on this that listen to the station who that's just what they do. They leave the radio on all day. So I think in terms of what you might be hearing from people here, it's a little bit different because they feel almost connected to it. They feel like they've lost somebody that they knew, a member of their family. Or at least of their extended family. They're almost like their work families, maybe. So, like, that's kind of why you're getting some of that here. Some of the extra feel. And I was reading some of the comments because we had the special broadcast the other day, and I put up a post saying we were going to have that special broadcast on Facebook because I knew people would want to tune in and listen to it. And I was getting a lot of flack from folks in there that are like, well, why didn't you do a 3-hour special for the kids that were killed at the church the other week, or any of the kids that are killed in school, or the Democrats that were killed in Minnesota? Why didn't you have a 3-hour special for them? Well, I don't run the radio network. You know, I don't get to decide what they're going to do 3-hour special tributes on. If they put out there they were going to do a special 3-hour tribute on that and we could work it into our schedule, we would do it. But I had two things going on here. One, I had an empty spot in the schedule because I certainly couldn't run the Charlie Kirk show. It was recorded before he was killed. So I can't at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, put on a show where the guy just died and he's talking as if nothing happened. That would have been jarring for people to hear. And we would have gotten a lot of hate for that. So I had to take something and put it in that spot. And this was something that would help. And also I knew that there are people, like I said, who he came into their radios every night and spoke to them. That's a loss for them. So this can help them with that grieving process to have this tribute show. And why are you making a big deal about it? Because he was part of the WBSM team. He'd been on our station weeknights regularly for a couple of years now. So it is a little bit different in how it's being handled here. Now, if you want to take a look at, you know, across social media, I would absolutely agree with you. There is so much histrionics happening right now with this. So much righteous indignation that in both ways. I think if one more person has to remind me that Charlie Kirk was somebody's husband and father, I'm going to lose my mind because, yes, we know that. And if people have opinions about how they feel about him one way or the other, they're not dismissing that fact. And also, just because somebody's a father and a husband doesn't mean that people can't feel the way that they feel about the way they think he was talking about certain groups of people. And I'm not a big fan of pulling that stuff out of pulling it into an argument as a way to try to win the argument, as a way to try to shame somebody or make them seem like they're wrong. I was reading the story this morning, WCVB, two teachers in Massachusetts suspended for stuff that they put up about Charlie Kirk. We had yesterday, you know, the retired firefighter in New Bedford. People were upset about what he was posting about Charlie Kirk. Hey, listen. If Charlie Kirk was true to what he talked about on the radio, he would have told you it was wrong to suspend those people for what they posted. Right? Wouldn't he have said that? Wouldn't you have said people shouldn't be suspended for exercising their free speech? And he may not have liked what they said, but I think he would have wanted them to have the right to say it, right? If he was being true to what he talked about all the time. So I think that that is a really, you know, I think it's a jarring thing to do in the face of what happened. And wasn't part of the conversation about the things that he would talk. If he hadn't died, if he had not been murdered, had not been assassinated, and he came on and said something that people listening to the radio thought was offensive, what would I don't really care about how it makes you feel. It's my right to say it. Well, it kind of goes the other way too. And I'm not saying it's right for them to say it, but you can't, from just a moralistic, you know, being a decent person perspective, but you can't say, you know, F your feelings about one topic, and then when it's this one, oh, no, let me clutch my pearls. So just keep that in mind. Yes, it was tragic. No, it shouldn't have happened. Yes, it's horrible that people want to say bad things about him because he just got murdered. But I think he would even say, fundamentally, they have to have the right to say it. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
A TikTok challenge lands a Rhode Island teen in the hospital. Possible deaths of two women in California being investigated. And has NASA found ancient life on Mars?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A man is hospitalized after taking part in a TikTok challenge, according to the North Smithfield, Rhode Island Fire and Rescue Service. The 18-year-old and a 16-year-old poured gasoline on themselves, then lit themselves on fire and jumped off a bridge into the water below. The incident happened on Saturday at Slatersville Reservoir. The older teen suffered second and third degree burns. The younger boy was not injured. Ghana is agreeing to accept West African nationals deported from the U.S., according to President John Dramani Mahama. 14 deportees have already arrived, and the government facilitated their return to their home countries. Mahama did not specify how many deportees he would accept, but he justified his decision by saying West Africans, quote, don't need a visa anyway to come to Ghana. The Trump administration has approached a number of African governments, including South Sudan and Rwanda, about accepting deportees. One person is dead, five others injured following a mass shooting yesterday morning in Tampa.
Our detectives are scouring through leads. But we do know that there's witnesses out there. We need those witnesses to come forward. No matter how small of a detail, it could make a significant impact in this case.
That's Police Chief Lee Burkaw. He says that three of the victims were found at an apartment complex. Police picked up two others nearby. A sixth went to the hospital later on. Burkaw says the five surviving victims are cooperating with the investigation. Police believe that this may have stemmed from a previous dispute. NASA says it's found possible evidence of an ancient life on Mars. On Wednesday, the agency held a news conference about a rock that was collected in July of 2024 by NASA's Perseverance rover. Officials say the sample, dubbed Sapphire Canyon, appears to contain evidence of past microbial life on the red planet. Acting NASA Administrator Sean Duffy said the scientists tell him that they can't find another explanation for what appears to be leopard spots and other indications of past life on the rock. NASA said the only way to confirm the findings is to return the sample to Earth. The deaths of two women whose bodies were discovered in cars this week in California, both being investigated as homicides.
On Monday, a woman's decomposed body was found in the trunk of a Tesla in a tow yard in Hollywood. The car belongs to singer David, who is cooperating with the investigation. On Tuesday, the remains of another woman were found in a scorched Honda Civic in a tow yard in South L.A. Police say the family of that woman had filed a missing persons report. Her body was partially burned. Authorities do not believe that the cases are related. I'm Mark Neufeld.
Best-selling author John Grisham set to publish a nonfiction book about Texas death row inmate Robert Roberson.
He testified at a hearing last year in Austin.
There are a lot of innocent people in prison, and that's why I do this work. That's why I get involved in these cases.
His book will be called Shaken, The Rush to Execute an Innocent Man, and it will focus on the highly debated science behind shaken baby syndrome. It was used to convict Roberson for the death of his daughter. An execution date is set for next month. The book comes out in June. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
So you're walking down the streets of Paris or dining on a cafe patio, and suddenly a flash mob performance of Bohemian Rhapsody breaks out. That's what happened recently in a city block, and the video has gone viral since it was posted earlier in the week. The video begins with three female singers and a male singer opening upstairs windows and performing the opening verse, then joined by pianist Julian Cohen. With the piano in the middle of the square, lead singer Mickey Castillo arrives in a carriage, and other singers and musicians join in. The performance marked the 50th anniversary of when Queen began recording the song.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the Yankees at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Patriots take on the Dolphins Sunday at 1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good morning and happy Friday, everyone. Waking up to temperatures in the mid to upper 50s this morning on the South Coast, and plenty of sunshine here. Clouds decreasing throughout the morning, leaving us with a stellar afternoon. Not just mostly sunny, but pretty comfortable, largely in the low 70s. So a little bit cooler than where we were yesterday afternoon and a little below average. But for this time of year, we're getting into fall. It's September. Hey, maybe you want to wear a sweatshirt. Well, you'll be able to do that at least as we move into the evening and we get back down into the 60s and eventually the 50s once again. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it's time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tim. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Doing all right. I'm sure you're super busy, so we won't keep you too long, but what do you got going on over there at the Butcher Shop today?
Dude, it's Friday. It's a fish day. It's whatever people want, needs. Come and let me know what you need, man. I got whatever you want, brother. That's the kind of day it is.
And really, it's not just about whatever you want. It's about the way you want it, because you guys are going to cut it the way they want it. It's not like it's prepackaged and you're going in there and pulling it out of a refrigerator. This is cut the way you want it. You want it thicker. You want it thinner. You want more fat, less fat. You guys take care of them that way.
Yeah, that's the difference here, dude, is that I'll cut it to order. I'll do it the way you want it. I'll marinate it. We'll do whatever you want. You know how it goes.
And that allows you, too, to really kind of get to know the customers and know what it is that they like and let them know when you're going to have something that they like.
Yeah, I got a lot of repeat customers. I know what they want pretty much. They come in and it's already pretty much done for them when they want it.
And I know, I remember when we were talking about the Scotch duck, that if people just want something, if they ask you, if you can get it for them, you will.
Yeah, I'll get whatever they want, man. If I can get my hands on it, I'll sell it to you.
What's the weirdest request you ever got that you can think of?
Kangaroo.
Really? Somebody asked for that?
Yeah.
Were you able to get it?
Dude, honestly, I don't even know if they were screwing with me or not on the phone. Who knows?
Well, listen, I was at this convention last week, this horror convention, and they have a table that sells all kinds of jerky, and kangaroo jerky was one of their most popular ones. So people do like to eat kangaroo.
Maybe it is a thing, man. Honestly, it's possible, dude. I haven't, you know, I really didn't look for it. I kind of thought they were messing with me. So you never know, dude. Maybe it's a thing. I'll look it up.
Yeah, hey, if you can end up getting some, I'd love to try it. So let me know.
If somebody seriously asks me, they come and ask me for something like that, I'll be like, really? And, you know, you talk to them a little bit. You see if I can, you know, if it's a real thing. And then, you know, I'll get it if I get my hands on it. It shouldn't be an issue.
But you also have, like, the classics, especially the classic Portuguese things that people want and can't find anywhere else. You guys carry
them. Yeah, they go stuff like that, oxtail, beef feet. Pig feed, stuff like that, too. You know, a lot of people, that's lost food. You know what I'm saying? That's good food, man. But you got to be used to it. You know, you'll grow up on it or something like that. It's really good food.
Yeah. So what else do you get over there today?
Brother, I got baked beans. I got, like I said, I got fish. I got pork chops. I got steaks already cooked. I got chicken Mozambique. I got potatoes. I got shrimp. I got stuffed shrimp. We got scallops. We're making fried scallops today. Chicken wings. Got so much stuff, brother. Got nice fillets. I got prime ribeye. I got, I got nice chicken. I got nice short ribs. I got Terrace Major. I got celebrity pork chops. Got everything, bro. Whatever you need, come and get it.
So we'll stop on by the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. All right, we'll let you get back to it, Eric. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, I'll talk to you, brother. Later.
And I just want to put in a little shout out there for the potatoes over there at the butcher shop too. I know we kind of just mentioned it there amongst a whole bunch of other things, and your mind is probably focusing in on the meats, but the potatoes at the butcher shop. I don't eat a lot of potatoes, but I will eat a lot of those potatoes. You know, the nice Portuguese potatoes and the oil and the seasonings. Oh my gosh, Whatever you're getting there, make sure you get some of those to be your side dish. You cannot go wrong. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. And then I got some interesting local news information for you coming up that you're going to want to stick around and hear. It will actually have an effect on some of what you hear here on WBSM. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, morning, Tim. David. Hey, you know, I'm glad you're talking about the Charlie Kirk thing the way you are. There's so many angles of why he becomes like a human sacrifice. And just to be cynical, I would say that he sure took the Epstein file off the headlines just on the very day where that famous Epstein gift book was his birthday book. And if you've seen some of the stuff in there, the drawing of the naked girl is the lightest of it. The one that's most creepy is the huge check that has to do with Donald Trump selling a used girl for a discount or something like that. And it's Charlie Kirk sure took Epstein off the headlines.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go down that path of saying that this was something done for that purpose. But and also the veracity of these things that are being reported to have been in that book and whether or not it was Donald Trump hasn't been proven yet either.
Well, you can see it. And this is, you know, the right wing are pretending that this book is not evidence. This is in the Epstein archives. This is the evidence locker that came from Epstein. And they're pretending that, I guess, what are they saying, that the Democrats went back in time and forged a signature 22 years ago and pretended that they can come forward in time. They can't even get their lives straight. No, Trump was dealing with underage girls. There were 30 different attempts to sue Trump, and they all got terrified out of their lawsuits. Donald Trump, being a billionaire, has got the ability to terrify young girls into silence. And so don't underestimate the human sacrifice angle of this. Donald Trump is... he'll use PR. If you remember, there was Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. They were PR guys for dictatorships, and they go back 40 years, probably almost 50 years now, back into the Philippines with Ferdinand Marcos, and they handled PR for dictators.
Yeah, I think at this point that's just too much conspiracy theory until we get more facts.
That's real.
Supposedly, they're zeroing in on the suspect now, and hopefully we'll have some more information today. I got to hold you there because I got to get this break in. Thank you for the call. 508-996-0500. Let me get this break in, and then when we come back, I'll share with you that local news, a big change happening to the local news landscape that we're just finding out about. I will share that with you coming up in just a few moments. See, that's what I mean. It might have been a little bit of a poppy song there from Liz Phair, but it's still got her edge to the lyrics. Say, listen, men, you're not homogenous, and at the Ultimate Men's Clinic, they understand that. Men come in all different shapes and sizes, colors, economic positions, sexual preferences, all these differences. And rather than have that divide us and dictate us, at the Ultimate Men's Clinic, they understand that that is actually what makes us so great, right? Is all the diversity that we have. But again, men come in different shapes and sizes, and you might not be happy with the shape and the size that you were given, but that's okay, because at the Ultimate Men's Clinic, they can fix that. You know what I'm talking about, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, check out the ultimatemensclinic.com, and you can see for yourself exactly what types of procedures they can do to help you with that. So again, go to the website, theultimatemensclinic.com. See all the different services that they have, including helping you with the shape and the size that you were given, and find out more about all the great services that they offer. You can also give them a call, 508-505-9100, 508-505-9100, The Ultimate Men's Clinic, 827 Pleasant Street, Suite 2 in New Bedford, and again, online at theultimatemensclinic.com. So I do have a call coming in, but hang on, because I want to play this clip for you here. This comes from meteorologist Kelly Bates, who you've heard many, many mornings here on WBSM. And this is what she posted to Facebook 16 hours ago.
So it happened again. It happened again. Our station was just bought by the station that I worked for previously. And that parent company has decided I'm a redundancy and needed to go. So, no tears this time. I know what to expect of this company. But if anyone's looking for an effective communicator, person who can make great homemade bracelets, and someone who's dedicated and loyal and hardworking, please feel free to reach out to me.
All right, so that is Kelly Bates, who you knew worked for ABC 6 News. And as she mentioned there, as you know, she was previously let go from Channel 10. That's how she ended up at Channel 6. But as she mentioned there, the company that owns Channel 10 has purchased ABC 6. That would be Sinclair Broadcasting. Now, I'm not going to get into all of what that means with Sinclair and all that. That's a topic for another time. We don't have enough time for that now. But just to make you aware of that, Sinclair has now purchased Channel 6. I don't know how that works out because I don't think a company can own two networks, two different stations in the same market on the same band. So two VHF stations. I don't know if that matters anymore in the digital age. I'm not sure if those rules still apply. But it's very interesting, and we'll certainly follow you up with any developments that we hear on that. And any changes that may happen here, but I guess you won't be hearing Kelly Bates giving you the ABC 6 forecast here on WBSM. And again, you know, she has a large fan base that I'm sure will want to make the new owners of Channel 6 know their feelings. Let me take a quick call here before we got to go to our final break of the morning. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air. I can't hear you. I'm going to put you on hold so you can try to, I hit drop by accident, but call back and we'll try and get you back on once your phone is working a little bit better. It just sounded, I could hear you talking, but we couldn't hear what you were saying. It sounded like you were too far away. All right, we'll be right back. All right, that is going to do it for me for today, but before I let you go for the weekend and turn things over to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now, I want to remind you all that if you are looking for some weekend party supplies, you're looking to, you know, get together what's going to be a nice weekend, and you want to have like one last blast of summer, you can get all your adult party supplies at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Whether it be you want something like a beer or a seltzer or a ready-to-drink cocktail, they've got all those. Or maybe you want to get something a little bit more fallish. Even though the weather will be warmer, you want to start drinking that bourbon, that whiskey, that rye, or anything in between. Vodka, gin, tequila, they've got it all at Stevie's Wine Spirits, and tons of wine as well. So stop in and see why it's a different experience. It's not a big warehouse where you're buying a bunch of liquor off the shelf. No, it's a place where you're going to get a chance to sample anything that has the purple dot, or if they're having a tasting going on. And they just have these pop-up tastings that you only know about if you follow them on social media at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And what's really great about it is they get to know you and they get to know what you like. If you want something and they don't carry it, ask. If they can get it, they will. That's what I love about places like Stevie's, is that you get that personalized service. So stop in and see them. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and also where they've got their big fall tasting coming up at the end of the month, and I'll be seeing you over there for that for sure. All right, again, that's going to do it for me for this week. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new edition of the show. City Council President Shane Burgo will be back with us because he'll be back from his vacation. And I'll talk to him about my idea that I have for September 29th because I am going up in that first flight from New Bedford to Boston, which just happens to be in the middle of the show. So as I said, I've got some ideas. We'll find out how he feels about those ideas.